A pox of the fooling and plotting of late, what a pudder and stir has it kept in the state, lest the rabble run mad with suspicions and fears, let them scuffle and jar till they go by the ears. Their grievances never shall trouble my pate, so I can enjoy my dear bottle at quiet. What coxcombs were those who would ruin their case, and their necks for a toy, a thin wafer and mass? For at Tyburn they never had needed to swing, had they but been true subjects to drink and their king. A friend and a bottle is all my design, has no room for treason that's top full of wine. I mind not the members and makers of laws, let him sit or prorogue as his majesty please, let him damn us to woolen, I'll never repine at my usage when dead, so alive I have wine. Yet oft in my drink I can hardly forbear to curse them for making the claret so dear. I mind not grave asses who idly debate about right and successions, the trifles of state. We've a good king already, and he deserves laughter that will trouble his head with who shall come after. Come, here's to his health, and I wish he may be as free from all care and all troubles as we. What care I how leagues with the Hollander go, or intrigues between Sidney and Monsieur de Vaux? What concerns it my drinking if castle be sold, if the conqueror takes it by storming or gold? Good Bordeaux alone is the place that I mind, and when the fleet's coming I pray for a wind. The bully of France that aspires to renown by dull cutting of throats and venturing his own, let him fight till he's ruined, make matches and treat to afford us still news the dull coffee-house cheat. He's but a brave wretch, while that I'm more free, more safe, and a thousand times happier than he. In spite of him, or the Pope, or the devil, or faggot, or fire, or the worst of hell's evil, I still will drink health to the lovers of wine, those jovial brisk blades that do never repine. I'll drink in defiance of Naskin or Halter, though religion turn round still, yet mine shall ne'er falter. But a health to good fellows shall still be my care, and whilst wine it holds out, we no bumpers will spare. I'll subscribe to petitions for nothing but claret, that this may be cheap, here's both my hands for it. 'Tis my province, and with it I only am pleased, with the rest scolding wise, let poor cuckolds appease. No doubt 'tis the best of all drinks, or so soon, it ne'er had been chose by the man in the moon, who drinks nothing else both by night and by day, but claret, brisk claret, as most people say. Whilst glasses brim full to the stars they go round, which makes them shine brighter with red juice still crowned. For all things in nature does live by good drinking, and he's a dull fool and not worthy my thinking, that does not prefer it before all the treasure the Indies contain or the sea without measure. 'Tis the life of good fellows, for without it they pine, when naught can revive them but brimmers of wine. I know the refreshments that still it does bring, which have oftentimes made me as great as a king, in the midst of his armies where e'er he is found, while the bottles and glasses I've mustered round, who are Bacchus's warriors, a conquest will gain without the least bloodshed of wounded or slain. Then here's a good health to all those that love peace. Let plotters be damned and all quarrels now cease. Let me but have wine and I care for no more. 'Tis a treasure sufficient, there's none can be poor. That has Bacchus to his friend, for he laughs at all harm, while with high-proofed claret he does himself warm.